The next reading is taken from Hebrews chapter 2, verse 11 to 17. Both the one who makes people holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. He says, "I will declare your name to my brothers and sisters. In the assembly, I will sing your praises." And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, he says, "Here am I, and the children God has given me." Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death, he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. For this reason, he had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people.
Please take a seat. And can I add my welcome? As Dan said at the start, my name's Kev. I'm the senior minister here at Euston Church, and it's so great to have you with us. You're so welcome as our guests here this evening. These evening carol services in this building are really special, and you're all in great voice, so it's good to be together. I love the letters to Santa that appear online around this time of year, real letters that little children have written in their own hand, so it's all very cute. One child called Chris gets to the point. "Dear Santa, I love you, but what I want for Christmas this year is $5.3 billion. Others are very honest. "Dear Santa, I stopped eating my bogeys this year, so please bring me some toys. Your friend Ray." Sorry about that one. And then finally, "Dear Santa, there are three little boys who live in our house. There's Jeffrey, David, and Norman. Jeffrey's good some of the time. David is good some of the time. Norman is good all of the time. P.S. I am Norman." Well, sibling rivalry is big at Christmas because family is big at Christmas. And that final reading from the New Testament book of Hebrews is less familiar. We've actually been working through Hebrews in some of our small groups here on Tuesday evenings, so your friend who brought you might be able to fill you in on that. It's about Jesus' birth, though, Hebrews 2, and family is all over it. So verse 11, of the same family, brothers and sisters, verse 12, children, verse 13, children again, descendants, verse 16. This is a reading about families, which some people are ambivalent about during the festive season. I read this recently. "Christmas comes round, and so does the family. The greatest thing about family is they're always there for you. Ironically, that's also the worst thing about family. You can run, but you can't hide." Well, however you yourself feel about family, God's gift at Christmas is a new kind of sibling for the human clan. Sentence 11, both the one who makes people holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. Do you need a big brother in your life? Not in the big brother is watching you sense, but the best of older siblings. Our world certainly feels like it needs an arm round the shoulder at the moment. And then your own personal story. Could you do with someone bigger covering your back? Jesus' commitment to being that person in all of our lives is colossal. Sentence 14 explains, since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity. He shared our humanity. That's supposed to feel a shock, especially given that John's gospel reading said he was God from the beginning. poet Sir John Betjeman put it this way, the maker of the stars and sea became a child on earth for me. Silent night, it probably wasn't. If you've ever been in a hospital delivery unit, you'll know that they are loud and messy places. I've played a minor part, spectator role, should clarify, 3 times. I'll spare you the details. But the maker of the stars and sea, covered in newborn slime, he shared our humanity. It's a blasphemous thought in the world of religions. Flesh and blood speaks of weakness. Flesh is when you cut yourself. Blood is when you suffer. Scandal. God can't become a human being. Christmas says God can't help us unless he does. Let me use an analogy. Sorry, it's about football. If that's not your thing, all you need to know is these 2 things. Ronaldo is still one of the greats. And Scotland, the nation I come from, are not very good. I mean, we've qualified for the World Cup, so that's great. Exactly, thank you. But we've drawn against Brazil, so that's not very good. I want you to imagine that Ronaldo's heart goes out to the Scots. He genuinely wants to help us next summer. Being Portuguese and all, it's difficult. He's serious, though. So as a Christmas present, he decides to become Scottish. Gives up the luxury life, starts drinking iron brew, moves to Scotland, plays for Scotland. McNaldo to the rescue. Sounds like something you get at McDonald's, doesn't it? Get me a McNaldo to the rescue. Well, one of football's finest becoming Scottish is My Little Fantasy. God joining our tribe to help our tribe. That's the true story of Christmas. And I find it one of the most beautiful features of Christianity, you know, no distant deity wishing us well from the comfort of the balcony. Meet the God of genuine solidarity. Verse 11 again, both the one who makes people holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. You know how some people have embarrassing family members. I don't know, maybe you are the embarrassing family member. Sometimes we're ashamed and embarrassed of Jesus. Christmas. Great fun. The Christ bit, though. How does Jesus feel about you and me? Do you know them, Jesus? Do I know them? He says. My sisters. My brothers. Mind-blowing that he would condescend to connect with us in that way. And I don't know what you're thinking at this point. Maybe you're thinking, I'm not embarrassing. I don't need help. I'm not Scottish. And don't get me wrong, we can be lovely sometimes, but this reading also speaks of the dysfunction in our human family. That final phrase we heard, the sins of the people. You know, the world was designed to work properly when God is our first love, others come next, and self last. Instead, we love ourselves first, others highly selectively, and God, well, something inside all of us wishes he would remain a distant deity. That's sin. And you know, to my shame, there's nothing like family time over Christmas to bring out the sinner in me. 8 billion of us, all with self as our driving force. That was always going to be a planet with problems. Can anyone out there help? Our other great family problem, death, is also mentioned. Sorry, it's not exactly Michael Bublé, some of these themes. Though, when you look back over our carols, exactly these themes are there everywhere. The Bible speaks of death as our collective punishment for our collective failure, and if we feel that's harsh, it probably means we have too low a view of God, too low a view of how much he cares about the damage we do to each other and his world. And you can disagree with the analysis, but we certainly all live with the consequences. And ironically, that's not the freedom that the me life offers. Rather, verse 15 speaks of lives held in slavery by their fear of death. How do you cope with your death problem? I remember listening to Nick Clegg. You know, he was the leader of the Lib Dems, and he was speaking movingly of his son's battle with blood cancer and Nick's instinctive longing to take the disease off his son and carry it himself. Well, that's exactly what Big Brother Jesus does. Totally undeserved on our part. Loads more to say on the technicalities. The big point is that, like Ronaldo in the analogy, he has to actually be one of the clan for it to work. Only one from within the family can atone for the sins of the family. Only a member of the family can die the death the family deserve. Death is the great spoiler in our families, isn't it? We lost my mum 8 years ago. She was a total pro at doing Christmas, so I always think about her even more at this time. You know, she died without fear of death, my mum. It was amazing to watch. And it certainly wasn't because she was superhuman. She had all these phobias of things like cats, my mum. And I know some people just don't have the chip in their head that fears anything. It's nothing to do with religion. But my mum had no fear because she trusted the God who became her brother. Could you trust him? Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. You know, life forever in God's great family reunion is not automatic. This book of Hebrews was written originally to people tempted to drift from faith in Jesus. Very easy to do that for us as individuals, a nation even, through distraction, maybe disappointment with God, or because life feels fine without needing anyone to cover my back. But who or what is doing more to help you in the really big scheme of what's important? How about you explore why you have actual factual reasons to trust Jesus on these bigger matters? You know, you would have nothing to fear in doing that. Christmas says our God became our brother to help us with our big sin and death problem. And I pray that this Christmas you refresh your sense of wonder in all of that, what that means. And if you've never done it before, I pray that this Christmas you will take steps towards the one who was not ashamed to step towards you. Happy Christmas.
Please join me as I pray. Christ, born for us, Son of God, given for us, help us to know you, to trust you, to worship you. Wonderful Counselor, you order all things with your wisdom. Help the church to reveal the mystery of your love and fill us with the Spirit of truth. Mighty God, the government is on your shoulders. Guide the leaders of the nations and bring in your kingdom of justice and righteousness. Prince of Peace, you bring reconciliation and healing. Give physical aid and the light of the gospel to all who suffer, particularly remembering those in Ukraine, Gaza, Myanmar, Sudan, and Sydney. Christ born in a stable, give courage to all who are homeless. Christ for whom the angels sang, give the song of the kingdom to all who weep. Christ whose radiance filled a lowly manger, give the glory of your resurrection to all who rest in you. Jesus, Savior, glory to you forever. Amen.